Blog Talk Radio.
I seem to do that each week. Hi, this is Marcia calling. Actually, we are experiencing a little bit of a technical problem, so I hope everything is okay. And then you can hear this on the other end. You are tuned in to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show, produced by the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which began back in 1989. And we want to take a moment, my business partner Tom and myself, to thank you for being a major part of everything that has taken place through these years. At one point, it was hard to realize that 30 years have passed already, and we are just getting started meeting so many awesome, awesome people. So you know that we do interviews with people every week, and this is no exception. It is an interesting time because many people are going through changes in their life. And due to that, they're reaching out in different ways to seek help. This help comes in many, many, many ways, tapping into many venues. And there is one venue that has proven through time to be a very, very, very successful modality. And today we are going to be speaking with Robert Hudak. And what I would like to do actually is to simply read to you a note that he wrote, because I feel that this says a lot. It is a privilege to assist you in losing weight, ending a smoking habit, controlling severe stress, or alleviating chronic pain. He says, I have witnessed the effectiveness with hypnosis with my own eyes. Hypnosis can succeed when all else fails. Hypnosis is best when you want to overcome negative habits in the shortest possible time period. I am dedicated to providing, he says, you with exceptional service. Your results, your dignity, and care is always my number one priority. This is my personal promise to you. He is the CEO of Dallas Hypnosis Center. And there is a line there that I really, really loved when I read it, because it says it all. Let's work together to overcome bad habits, fears, and much, much more. Let's see. There is a couple. I'm sorry. I'm getting a lot of beeps on my end. I'm hoping that you're all not hearing it. So if I'm sounding a little not quite speaking clearly, that's why. I'm hoping that they stop. I'm not sure what's happening. All right. I'm going to go ahead, and I believe we should have Robert on the other end. Robert, are you there? Okay. Let me see. Robert, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. I'm sorry. I think we're experiencing a little technical difficulty. I'm so sorry. I noticed whenever I made the original call that I was having issues, so I was hoping everything was okay whenever you got on. Okay, we met a number of months ago, and since then, I had the privilege of going into your information, taking time to actually read through all of it, and in fact, I shared it with a number of people that we are friends with and coworkers. Because so many people, as you may have heard in the very beginning of the show, are dealing with so much more. And I don't know if it's just a sign of the times, Robert, or what, but it seems like a lot more people are looking for help. What I would love right now is I could give the listeners all kinds of information about you, but I would love for you to go ahead and just tell a little bit about yourself and how you got into this and why you are doing it.
Okay. Well,
I grew up in a steel mill town, so when you do that, you don't have too much of a future. It's either you work in the steel mill or you move out of town and try to find something else. Got a job in the airlines. My father thought I went to the White House. I didn't think it was any better than working in the mill, but that's another whole story. So I always trying to improve myself and get into different things to see if I could find a way to move on to something else. And I took some psychology in college, and I lasted 15 hours of college and 15 hours of psychology, and it just wouldn't work for me. It was like there was never an end result. So I stumbled into hypnosis probably in the early 80s, and at the time there seemed like you had to get a doctor referral if you even talked to somebody. But basically I opened up a business around 85, and it was a Dallas Stop Smoking Clinic, and I only saw smokers. And boy, there was a bunch of smokers at the time. And I had kind of I've always tried to figure out some kind of way. When you talk about suggestions or hypnosis, people say, when does the hypnosis start? And people say, well, when they start to wave the watch. And I go, as soon as I open my mouth, you know, I mean, it's like it starts as soon as the phone rings. But,
right.
But so basically I got into the smoking business and had a whole bunch of people offered a one session experience with a 1 year service guarantee, and that seemed to go on for a couple of years. And once I figured out I was making more money there than I was in the airlines, I moved over completely. And since then, you know, I've gone full time with hypnosis. I've been doing it for 34 years. At one point, I ran the largest hypnosis practice in the Southwest from 1999 to 2007. I had the largest hypnosis practice. We saw 60 people a day for weight loss. And people say, you mean a week? I said, no, a day. You know, but that's not the whole story.
God.
And then after living what I thought was the life of a rock star, you know, you leave the country twice a year and you always have at least a few $100 in your pocket. I woke up one day and realized I didn't have a life, you know. So I had to see about what I could do about that. And so I started just changing things, and I've always loved the hypnosis, and I guess here's the thing that people don't understand. It's like we got this most amazing computer in between our ears, you know, and it records everything that you see, everything you hear, everything you feel, everything you experience. Everything that you've experienced in your entire life is stored in the memory banks of the subconscious mind. Although we possess this amazing computer, but it seems to come with two major malfunctions. It doesn't come with an owner's manual, and it's not very owner friendly. So,
kind of like life, huh?
Well, I mean, it's just like if you let it run on its own, you know, you might be in for some bad times depending on what your upbringing was like. But you know, I always found this to be incredibly amazing. As weird as it sounds, you know, I couldn't say this in the beginning, but you hear all your life, find something you love to do and no longer becomes work, and I go, working in the freezing cold, loading luggage, you know, or a life in the steel mill or something. Never got that. But after about 10 years of this, I reached some kind of a real transformation. And, you know, once I got away from the big operation, I'm sort of like, you know, This is a dream here. It's like I love what I do. I make a good living. I'm instrumental in changing people's lives, and it just doesn't get no better than that. You know, it really just doesn't get no better than that. And so probably the thing that irks me the most is that in this day and age, with all the technology and stuff, we still have the old stuff. Still comes up about the hypnosis. You know, it's like, you know, to me it's like, you know, just do it. You know, it's so incredibly good that it's like, it's, you know, it's better than anesthesia. It's better than getting high. It just really gets into the part of your mind where all the problems are, and it seems to do amazing things there, you know. But, you know, it's been in existence for thousands of years. It was accepted by the AMA in 1958. They approved the use of hypnosis. But yet after all these years, they still get the same thing comes up. You know, people will come in and they'll say, what if you can't hypnotize me? I go, I've been doing this for about 34 years, about 50,000 plus. I don't know how much now. I stopped counting, but I kind of think, I don't think that should be a problem. But I said, but if that should happen, just don't pay me. You know, so, I mean, again, you would think someone might think if after that long, somebody should probably know something of what they're doing. But, you know, but that's always something. It's like, what if you can't hypnotize me? Just don't pay me. And then my all-time favorite is I have a problem being out of control. And I said, well, what would make you think hypnosis takes away your control? I said, hypnosis actually gives you back your control. And, you know, and so it doesn't take your control. And another way of looking at it is if you so-called have all this control, then you could so give up this control at your discretion if you truly have it. Now, if you don't have it, that's another whole story. And so I remember somebody, 100 pounds, a guy came in, he was 100 pounds overweight, and I took him through a couple little capacity tests. This is kind of showing them how suggestions work, and I was telling him about his hands being like magnets, and he had a plate of steel in between them, and the hands would start pulling in, and all of a sudden he'd pull them right back out. And he'd pull them in, pull it right back out. And that kind of stuff makes me laugh because it's like, it's so laughable because it's like, you know, well, hey, it's your money, it's your time, who cares, you know? And so I just said, well, gee, it looks like you can't really respond to suggestions. Well, I told my wife before I came over here, you wouldn't be able to control me. I'm the kind of person that you know, doesn't like to be out of control. And I thanked him for coming in. I said, you know, I don't want to disappoint you, but, you know, you're about 100 pounds overweight. I don't think you have as much control as you possibly think.
Oh, my goodness. And then, that's a great comeback. Great comeback.
And, you know, and I never question anything that people do because – see, there's such a thing. There's two things out there. There's called therapist-centered therapy, and you know I could be wrong, but because I just had a short amount of time. But to me, that would be more like the psychology or the talk therapy. It's centered around the person telling you what's wrong with you, and then there's client-centered therapy, which I think is probably the most amazing thing of all. But the other, probably the final thing with on the things about the problems with hypnosis is like, what if I don't come back? And I've always had several answers for that, but my all-time favorite, and I actually had somebody said, really, earlier this week, and I thought, I can't believe it. I ain't heard that in years, you know. But they said, what if I can't come back? Well, that's not really much of a problem, you see. We've got some, you know, we'll just put you in the back room in the deep freeze. We've got several people back there that's been back there, you know, we'll wait for them to come back. Well, you know, so same with you. Once you go back, we'll contact your family when you get back. And that's the basic way I can say it. And then maybe more logical way would be, well, you've only got 4 brainwave levels, so you have to be in one of those brainwave levels, beta, alpha, theta, delta. And beta is wide awake, and alpha is more like a meditative state, a light state of hypnosis, and theta would be a deeper state, and then delta would be your sound asleep. You know, so that's part of the problem that I deal with is like, I can't believe that something as simple is almost like an amazing gift that we have that will never be duplicated, that people find ways to complicate it. You know, it's almost like, and then last but not least on my list, and I usually try not to even do this, but it's like the other thing would be, you know, the just hypnotherapists, they're not trained or qualified or have any experience. I mean, they do people a lot of harm. It's nothing I really think about too often, but, you know, I'll get people that come from other places in town and they'll say, well, he said I couldn't be hypnotized. And I thought, and they were like so remarkably easy that I'm thinking, what's wrong with this picture here, you know?
But basically,
you know, little doctors or people that, you know, that dabble into this, you know, and that's what it comes down to. And I've always thought, you know, it's like to me, after 34 years, I feel like I scratched the surface pretty good. I'm not quite there yet.
Right.
I know a whole lot more than I knew 30 plus years ago. And so to me, it's just the most amazing thing that a person could have. And some of the benefits that I see from people, it's almost like you can't even put into words. It's like a statement I made there. It's like, I've seen it. I've seen things that just defy all odds, you know? So
well,
now
when
we know
when you're working with, when you're working with people, you know, it's got to be the most interesting thing. And if you've been doing this for as many years as you have, the experiences that you must have had, You know what? I think I'm going to take you off speaker because I think there's a little bit of a background. Just hold on a moment, please. Okay. All right. Let me try this again. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay. There's a little bit of. Let me take you. I'm trying to get you off speaker now. I think now it's better. Are you there?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Robert. Just the working with people, you know, takes a lot of energy and a lot of skills. And I know from our own business, which involves a lot of people, you have a lot of different personalities, a lot of different ways of thinking that people have. So the myths, as I call them, in regards to something like hypnosis is very, how would I say, it's very evident to see the concern that still exists, especially around the misunderstanding that they're going to be controlled. You know, I'm not sure if the bouncing back or the feedback that's happening. Are you hearing that on your end? I'm just wanting to make sure that the...
I'm hearing a little bit of it,
Yes, and I'm wondering if it's my business partner who actually has the hookup done, that I'm hoping he understands he needs to have quiet in the background. Okay. So what I also wanted to do is some people think that you have to be in front of you personally in order to do hypnosis and to have it work. That is not so. Can you speak a little bit about that? For instance, you do in person, but you also do phone and you also
Well, I do
Skype.
In person. I do phone sessions and I do Skype too. And the difference is, like, you see, the problem with the overall problem, I think, in the entire industry is they don't seem to understand. It's like you can do things two ways. You could produce a light state of hypnosis or you could produce a deep state of hypnosis. Now, deep states of hypnosis is what people seem to be more familiar with. Oh, I saw that thing on TV and they couldn't take their hand off their head or something like that. You know, I don't think it has to be stagey, but the problem I have is they're taking something that's thousands of years old, that it's always has a mystique to it. It's always been magical. And trying to turn it into something that's every day. I mean, like I've heard different hypnotists in different places that were saying things like, well, you're not going to feel anything different. You're going to feel exactly the same way you felt before. It's like, so you're not going to feel anything different. You know, it's like, well, they're not coming to my office, because if they come into my office, it's going to be fun. It's going to be magic. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be just almost like spellbounding, you know, because I think that's what people want. They want a show. I mean, they want to get released, don't get me wrong, but they don't want to hear this nonsense about, well, you have to keep it down to 1,200 calories and you can only eat protein once a week. And they don't want to hear that stuff. You know, that's all they've always ever been faced with. So I think people are looking for a shorter way to get it done. You know, and
right.
One
well,
thing like,
it's called the quick. It's called the quick method that human beings like to see. And as we're moving forward, I wanted to let the listeners know again that we are speaking to Robert Hudak, the CEO of Dallas Hypnosis Center, and you are actually located, as far as a physical office, in the Dallas, Texas area, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and when you would like to go ahead and reach Robert, you can call 972-490-3792. Again, the number that you can reach Robert is 972-490-3792. And the interview is being done with Robert Hudak, and this is Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show, which is actually produced by our Healthy Referral newspaper that began back in 1989, that educates the public about natural health. And this is really what we're doing right now on this interview, because we consider the things that Robert is doing to be very much about being well, and healthy. And again, there's this mystique that is there that may or may not be understood, and many people don't understand things like hypnosis or, you know, hypnotherapy. There's always a little hesitancy there, thinking that there's something weird that's going to go on. So this is what we're speaking about today, and Robert is covering some major points that he feels would be good for you to have by the time that we end this interview. So, Robert, you can go ahead and pick up where you would like. What is the main, I mean, you have shared a number of thoughts and concerns that people may have. When somebody sees the result, what is their reaction? And I know on your website, which is DallasHypnosisCenter.com, you have a lot of, I guess we can call them testimonials, correct?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Sure. I think the most important thing is to get people, and I'm seeing more of it. I see a lot more millennials come in, you know, and they're just like, they don't require quite an extensive explanation about things. They just do it so I can talk on the stage or something like this. You know, that, okay, uh-huh. No problem. I told you what stands in the way of it working for people. Here's the basic things that make it work. And when these things are present, it's always worked. I've never seen it not work. And the first thing would be word expectation. If somebody knows somebody, they got hypnotized or saw something on TV or in the movies, they got all the expectation they need. Then there's cooperation. If they're paying you, how much more can they cooperate? And the rapport, that's built with a little bit of time. It's like I'm really shocked, because if I have somebody come in and they went someplace and it wasn't a good experience, I said, well, did you like the person? Well, not really, because they just talked to me for 5 minutes and told me to sit in a chair and we're going to start, you know, or something like this. And so they're missing something that's very important, the rapport and the belief. And belief is built one step at a time. There's I've heard many practitioners say that a light state of hypnosis is good enough for habit changes. Well, I don't know about that. You know, to me it's like if your hand's stuck to your face and you can't open your eyes, or you can't lift your hand off your leg, or your other hand floats off your chair, it's a lot more believable that maybe you could walk out the door and never smoke again. And seeing the many people in the industry don't do any kind of testing, I call it hypnotic phenomena, and that's like bringing the magic back into it. You know, it's like bringing the magic back into it. Who in the world wants to sit there and have somebody tell them about now your toes are relaxing? This is happening. You know, they want to feel something. They want it to be like on TV or be it in the movies or something. You know, maybe not. You know, people will come in and say, "Are you going to be doing something funny for me?" And they're coming in for what? I said, "Yeah, you'd be laughing your butt off the whole time. You're losing weight." I said, "This isn't for entertainment. This is for weight loss." You know, and so I think the most important thing is once I build up a rapport with a person, it's like it's done. It's like the job's just done. You know, if they come in and they like or respect me or think that maybe I must know what I'm doing if I've been doing it all these years, and they jump on board, then it's sort of like, to me, it's like a done deal. It's almost like, when did the hypnosis start? As soon as they says, well, I'll take the program or something like this. And I said, do you have any doubt in your mind that you'll quit smoking? No, none whatsoever. I know three other people that came to see you. And so it's all belief, it's all, you know, proof, and it's like, and I don't care what anybody says. Nobody wants to come in and hear a bunch of hoopla. They want to hear, like, who did you help? How many people lost weight? How many people quit smoking? How many people quit over their fear or something?
Right, and how can you help them? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even though people are nice in general, it's almost like, what the hell can you do for me? It's like, you know, if you want me to pay your fee, well, what are you going to do for me? And that's what it really comes down to. So I think the most important thing that I've noticed, the way I've shifted, is I've shifted into everything being sort of like client-based. Now, what do I mean by that? It's like, well, if I'm going to sit there and talk to you, I'm going to listen very carefully what you say. I don't really have to keep that many notes, but I'll listen to every single thing you say. And then I just like kind of put it in there in my mind, and then I like maybe put a feeling into my gut, and I say, now let's present this to her with the same stuff but different words. As weird as that sounds, it's like I'll use the exact things that they're talking about, and at the end of the session say, oh my God, that stuff just fit me so perfectly. And I couldn't believe it. I just felt like it was perfectly trimmed for me. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, it's your stuff, you know. Whereas, as you continue doing something for a long enough period of time, it's like if you can learn how to keep your mouth shut and your ears open, and it's almost like a subconscious mind of the person sitting there in the chair will tell you pretty much everything that you need to do, you know. And I've always been one to, like, whether I've done a stage performance for entertainment or, you know, did some kind of a support group or something, and people walk up and say, man, you're amazing. You're absolutely amazing. I said, I'm not amazing at all. I said, these guys are the ones that are amazing. You know, this is your crew. This is your crew right here. I said, don't give me the credit. I said, the only thing credit I deserve is I know how to orchestra the computer. That's my only credit. But
yeah,
said,
well, yeah, the most sophisticated computer on the planet, right? Yeah. You know, when you said what you did just a moment ago about listening, there's that saying that's been used from, I think, the beginning of time, that is the reason we have one mouth and two ears.
Yep.
We have two ears because so that we can listen and not always be talking. And I know, Robert, just from my own experiences with people, and it is that so many people want to be heard. You know, they want to be listened to.
Yes.
Right.
And sometimes all it takes is listening.
Go ahead.
I ran a school for 3 years, and I gave them scripts for all the different hypnosis techniques and stuff like that. But when it came to for scripts for what to tell the person sitting in the chair, there was no scripts, and they were irate, they were angry, all kinds of stuff going on. I said, it's too bad. I said, I don't do scripts. I said, the scripts sitting there in front of you. Keep your mouth closed and your ears open. You might hear what in the world they need.
The same way as what I said about when we do the interviews, you know, we don't do question and answer, stereotype, kind of sterile interviews. It's more like what we're doing right here is, you know, having this conversation.
If you haven't quite figured it out, I could probably go 2-3 hours. It's real natural for me.
You're good. You're good. But you know, you must be good. You must be good at listening too. So you have the balance of being a good talker and a good listener. So there's nothing better than that.
And that's really what it takes. And I will always overemphasize what somebody does. I mean, someone recently came in to me for stuttering. And he was in the office for about an hour and a half, and he didn't do any of that when he was there. And I said, oh, by the way, and this is right in the middle of what we're talking about. I said, oh, by the way, it's 30 minutes because you've had perfect speaking. Isn't that amazing? I guess all you have to do is come in and sit in the same room with me, and you'll already see the results, you know. And I said, oh, by the way, it's been an hour and a half. I think you really have mastered the English language. And he's going to come back again, but like I've already got him set up for, you know, what I call, like, he's done. I mean, he's on the list. He's just done. I mean, I got him, you know. And to me, it's pure excitement. It's like, why do you get out of bed in the morning? It's like, because I helped so-and-so lose 201 pounds in 13 months. Or, you know, and some things almost even shock me, because it's like, you know, they say the subconscious doesn't know the difference between reality and imagination. But, man, I stretch it to the max. I had a woman come in one time, had blocked arteries on the right side of her body, and I said, as soon as her subconscious mind makes a determination that she's a non-smoker, to begin opening up the arteries on the right side of her body. Now, did I honestly think that was going to work? No. But it wasn't like it was something that could hurt her. And like 10 minutes later, I see blood coming out of this woman's finger, and her hand was cold as ice 30 minutes before that. You know, so it's like,
wow.
You know, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's like I'm thoroughly psyched up on it. And when I go to work, to me, it's fun. I don't have any more employees. I don't have anybody hassling me or the state or the government, but it's all me.
Right. Oh, goodness, we know, we understand all of that. And the most important thing, and you don't know necessarily a whole lot about us as far as, you know, my business partner and I and our newspaper and everything, but one of the strongest messages that we're always communicating is that we are here, meaning everyone is here for a purpose. And it is vital that one taps into their passion and their purpose. That is the reason that, you know, that you're living, that you came. And so many people go through their life caught up in the system. And at the end, you know, it's very sad. It's very sad. And
So
when you initially went to school, when you initially went to college, how many people, I mean, you know, I did things somewhat different. My son, you know, he went to 2 years and he talked to me at that point. And, you know, he's very much an entrepreneur and self-thinker and inner thinker.
Well, I just hated everything, you know, in the college thing. You know, believe it or not, something came out in college. I don't know where this came from because I didn't have no experience with nothing. You know, I always said, hillbilly boy, you know. And this came up in college. I got in a fight with the professor because it was saying it takes 6 years to cure somebody that's schizophrenic. And I would argue with all that shit. I go, well, why does it have to take that long? How come it couldn't take 4 weeks or, you know, 2 months instead of everything in years and years and years? And so the guy got upset with me. And I got in a big fight, and I said I wanted to address the class, and I went up there, and I said, you know, you guys won't be seeing me anymore. I said, I got all that I could stand with this. I said, 15 hours is almost unbearable. And I said, so I wish you guys the best luck with your new psychology deal and everything, but as far as me, I said, I won't be back. But let me leave you a little message. I said, people change when they reach the point of readiness for change. So all this bullshit in this book of this number of years means nothing. I said, unless they're ready to change, they're not going to change. That's the way it works.
Right, right.
Change when they reach the point of readiness for change. And I don't know
Things happened the way they did for you because you were, you know, definitely to go down a different path. And, you know, there's a saying that I seem to be sharing with people quite a bit through the years, and it was shared with me about 20 years ago. And a person who I got to know wrote it down on a piece of paper and gave it to me, and he knew that I would understand what it was saying. And what it was, and this isn't, you know, religious or even spiritual, it's just a way of looking at the universe, and that is the one, whatever that is for someone, you know, O-N-E, capital O-N-E, the one became many in order to express itself.
Yeah, and, I could see that.
You know, wow. When I read that, he knew, like I said, he knew that it would definitely, you know, that I would definitely get it. And that's the way that I have always thought and felt about things. You know, there, you look out into the world, it's about differences. It's supposed to be about differences. It's not supposed to be about sameness. And if it's about sameness, you better open your eyes, you know? Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, well, let's make sure that we are having you cover everything that you feel is important.
I don't know if I give you any worthwhile stuff there. I just was rambling on, you know.
No, you're fine. You're fine. But is there anything in particular that you feel you did not cover that you think that the listeners could relate to, so that we're sure that we cover everything that you feel is vital for people?
Basically, I was going to say, well, how do you find a hypnosis professional? unless you need to find somebody, one that has a reputation, somebody that can prove results, you know, videos, testimonials, you know, proof that they have some success, somebody that likes what they're doing, somebody that offers a free consultation or will offer you some free time on the phone or in person or something, you know. And I just think that if people just have a good understanding of what hypnosis is like from somebody that I probably took 600 hours of training. I got to tell you, it took me 1 year to figure out that most of what I learned was outdated and ineffective and didn't work. And so I kind of had to retrain myself, if that makes
sense.
Well,
it's probably an ongoing process, isn't it?
Well, it is, you know, but at a certain point you get to understand things, you know, and it's like I said, once I turned it over to my guts and didn't try to think about it or didn't try to have some kind of something to compare it to, it all turned around. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like,
right.
To me, it's like, how could you resist your own suggestions?
Right.
You know,
well,
could resist mine.
Know.
You could resist my impression of what you think you need, but how can you resist your own stuff? And the answer is you really can't. You know?
Well, you can't, but you know what? Now you're touching on something that I want to also make a comment. Boy, I hear the noise. I'm hoping that this doesn't get recorded. There's just so much sort of like a clanking, and if it's not coming from you and it's not coming from me, that's why I was hoping my business partner would make sure he's paying attention. But we're going to close here in just a second because we went over a little bit, but we're okay with that. I was talking to somebody years ago, and she looks at me and she says, well, how do you know that? Okay. And I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, how do I answer her? And I finally said, well, I go within. And she says, what do you mean you go within? And I thought, oh my goodness, she doesn't really even know what that means. And so I looked at her, and she again says, but how? You know, but how do you know? And I just told her, I said, you know, the only way I can answer that is that I go inside to, you know, a knowing that I have. So it was my first time realizing that not everybody understands that. And Robert, we're probably going to have to go ahead and end. So if you'd be so kind to go ahead and give your phone number that people can reach you. And did you say that there is a consultation that is available for people?
Yeah, I offer free consultations, yeah. Over the phone
Okay.
or in person.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listeners, there you go. So you can even, you know, connect with Robert and just go ahead and you know, have an opportunity to speak with him and see how you feel before you would actually set up a time or sessions or whatever. So, Robert, I have the number, but you can go ahead and share the phone number again.
Okay. That number would be 972.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Yeah, it was the 9, I gave the 9, I can just do it, 972-490-3792. Again, that's 972-490-3792. And listeners, excuse the beginning of the show. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty, and hopefully the sound throughout the show is okay. The important part was all the great information that Robert Hudak has shared with you. And in closing, Robert, is there anything you want to close with real quickly?
Nope. I think the only thing I would say would be, work on saving your mind. It's the most precious possession that we have.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great thing to leave with. So thank you so, so much. And I know we'll be connecting again after the interview, and I'll be sending you the link for the finished interview. And thanks so much for reaching out some weeks ago. It's been a pleasure, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Pleasure is all mine. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Robert. Bye-bye.